happens if word gets back to the bride on something that happened or something at the bachelor party itself. You know, it's just very, very evident. Like one caller said that they did that torture thing that they do on stage where they slap the hell out of your chest with a belt. But this guy also took it in the face and had bruises on his face on the day of his wedding. And was there another story? I don't know. There are just some good stories this morning. And so we continue to get phone calls on this. And the reason I bring it up is because I went to a bachelorette party this weekend. So it was a mix of the two, so both the bachelor and the bachelorette were there, which helped keep things in place, but not tame by any means. So it wasn't overly, like, goo-goo-gag-yeah or anything. You know, it still went to the strip club and everything. And
there were no babies there, though.
Yeah, there were no babies. There was dancing and stuff like that. It was a good time. And I have another bachelor party coming up this weekend. And before, I'm like, I wonder if anything's going to happen that's going to be really extreme. You know, and then what if after that word gets back to the bride? You have a story?
Totally. It was 12 years ago this last Friday. My husband and the best man, we were getting married over the weekend, and my husband and his best man went to McGraw's and Hutch, and they got, well, my husband didn't get really trashed, but the best man was just, he couldn't even move. He was just passed out in the car. So they had to drive back to McPherson where we were staying, and they thought, oh, we'll just take this back road. It'll be a lot faster, and we won't get caught. That was all great, but then they went over this hill really fast, and on the other side of the hill was a dirt road, and they hit the dirt road doing about 80, and they skidded off into the ditch and couldn't get out, and we were getting married the next morning at 10 o'clock, and he went up to an old man's house, an old farmer, and of course at 4 o'clock in the morning he's got a shotgun. And so they after a while the old man finally said, okay, I'll help you. So he went and got a tractor and pulled him out, and that was probably about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so he was late to the wedding.
Yes.
So yeah, that caused a lot of problems. And then the wedding night, the best man got drunk again.
Good idea.
And yeah, thought I'd just, you know, tie the whole weekend off. And he called us after we left the club, and he's like, you guys got to come get me. The cops are on the way, and I'm really, really drunk. And so we had to go pick him up and take him back to McPherson. And, well, we ended up breaking his kid's bunk bed, so.
I think that's why you don't have the bachelor party the day before the wedding.
Yeah.
Good story. Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Yeah, have a good day.
We'll talk to you later. All right, and I guess we have one more online right now. All right. Go ahead. You have a story about a bachelor party that word got back or whatever?
Well, I was in college. I was a resident advisor in my dorms, and one Thanksgiving, this girl invited me home with her to go visit her family, and we get down there, and her boyfriend proposes to her at the dinner table. So she didn't want any part of that, so she announced that we were engaged. Long story short, her boyfriend throws me a bachelor party where he sets me up. And the next morning, I wake up in a barn with Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what the girl had fallen in love with me, and it caused this big uproar or whatever. We found out that it was actually the boyfriend and one of the farmhands that set us up.
Who hasn't had that happen to him, though?
I know. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. A night out with Tiffany Amber Thiessen, that's a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
So. It's Lisa Turtle you got to worry about.
Yeah. Once you get hooked up with Lark Voorhees, then we'll be impressed.